Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 142. In today's episode, we continue the journey of hazard identification. And today we're going to talk about machine interlocks. We briefly touched a little bit about this on machine guarding. But I had a couple folks ask me to go a little more in depth on this. So let's just do an episode on machine interlocks, and let's just dive right in. Let's just do a little definition, because it sounds like I kind of briefly touched it, but maybe there's more to talk about it. So a machine interlock definition. Basically, it's something that prevents the operation of the machinery unless certain conditions are met. So that's kind of a very lawyer way of saying you must have condition 1, 2, and 3 met, and now the machine can run. If one of those conditions is not met, say they pull the side off of a tool skin on piece of equipment or something, you know, the machine will shut down. So a lot of times they're going to have magnets on there, and the magnets do a really good job of, you know, you've now moved the steel. The steel, of course, has broken the magnet, and it then says, ah, this condition is not met, you know, boom, machine will shut down. So it's really meant to protect those hazardous areas, so fingers are not put in there. Somebody, as funny as it sounds, could say, oh, I'll take a stick and do it so I don't get my finger caught. You know, just things like that. Sometimes I, along with these the interlocks, a special key is going to be needed. So sometimes a special key is your everyday Allen head type of wrench, and sometimes they kind of make one that's a little special that literally only works on that piece of the machinery. So those are awesome. They're really good, you know, because you got to use that one. I'm sure that if I was smart enough and could figure it out, I could make my own and do it, you know. But it's really meant for like a one last chance, like don't put your hand in there. The machine is running. So it will typically shut off the machinery. So this is also something that if you're making something that's sensitive, something that has to finish the process, you could also scrap a part too. So they also not just want you to not get a finger caught in there or something else or be exposed to the high voltage or other things, but don't scrap parts at the same time too then. So now this is a physical lock on there then, you know, so even if you have that lock on there, and even if you use that special key and all that stuff, you can physically force it open. It takes a lot of force and a lot of effort, you know, to go ahead there and open up, but you can go back and open these up. And of course, once you do that, the equipment shuts down. So these do have a couple of faults to them. So I have heard from a safety person that he had a plant that they took the magnets and zip tied it down so that no matter what, it always had that connection. It always ran. And they tried to use the theory of, but I did this to troubleshoot a part, to troubleshoot what's going on. And sometimes it actually does happen. You do have to take the side off to troubleshoot. And you got to get it running to even say, well, I gotta see what's going on. I gotta kind of figure it out. So there are times that you have to do this, but typically this is not something that's done because you're purposely guarding belt, chain, pulley, the hazardous energy, whatever you happen to be guarding out there then. So, and that is it for today's episode. It was nice, short, and sweet. We continued the journey of hazard identification and talked about machine interlocks. I want to thank you so much for joining me. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Thank you and have a safe day.